Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the El.En. first quarter 2016 earnings conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Bianca Fersini Mastelloni. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone. Thanks for your joining us, and welcome to El.En.'s first quarterly earnings result 2016 conference call. The call will be held by Andrea Cangioli, El.En.'s Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, El.En.'s Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relator. Before we begin, please note the remark and disclaimers management is making about future expectations, plans, and prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing the company's beliefs, plan, objectives, estimates, or expectation of possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business condition, and the condition in the industry we operate, and may be affected should our assumptions turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. Let me introduce to the call Andrea Cangioli. Go ahead, Andrea.
Thank you, Bianca. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the third earnings call we have here in El.En. It's the earnings call for Q1 2016 results. I'm happy to welcome you on a day which is quite important. As you might have seen, we are hitting the maximum high on the value of El.En. stock, which exceeded 47 euros this morning. We're very happy with it. Of course, I'm sure I'm having happy shareholders. If you were shareholders before this call, it's going to be even always harder to reward, as we have done with older shareholders, the new shareholders. We are very confident in the ability of our group to achieve its result and to achieve growth and profitability in the next years, also and always increasing the results that we have had in the last years. Let's talk of the most recent events about Q1 2016. The sharp growth trend that the group managed to achieve in the last quarters continued in the first quarter of 2016. Revenue was 50 million euro, up 13.9%. EBITDA and EBIT were both up roughly 50% on Q1 2015, and EBIT reached 6.7 million euros. I would like to say that we were extremely pleased with the financial results of this quarter. In first place for the revenue volume, but primarily for the EBIT and EBIT margin, the latter exceeding our 2015 final results. As you know, our business is quite articulated, touching several market niches in several fields of application, though all of them related to laser sources and laser applications. What made the Q1 2016 financial results outstanding under the profile of profitability was the fact that all of the business segments were accretive to EBIT, some of them in a quite significant fashion. Prior to letting Enrico Romagnoli dig into the details of our financial results, please let me give you some color about the businesses that have registered brilliant results in the past quarter. China. After the year 2015, when the shadows cast on our business by the midsummer financial crisis and all the uncertainties that were transferred on our industrial market and on the future of China's growth and its manufacturing future, are now overcome by the ability of our facility and of our products to be well suited to match the demand for the high-tech and flexible manufacturing system, which is at the base of what China needs in order to maintain its GDP growth by improving the quality of its production. The new Wenzhou plant is initiating operation in these weeks, and it will be, of course, of great help in order to handle the increasing demand with its added capacity. In Japan, the business in the medical and the aesthetic segments cruise at high volume levels. Our business relations are strengthening, and the group is playing a leadership role in the various technologies for hair removal. The expected acknowledgement of product clearances by MOH will open new growth areas in other market segments. Italy, which displayed the largest growth this year, we did very well in industrial laser application, sheet metal and plastic cutting. We did very well in the professional esthetician market in Italy with Esselog and its Mediostar hair removal system leading the market. And we did extremely well in all the medical laser applications, specifically in certain products, which I like to remember. You can see also the pictures in the presentation, which is available for the call. I'm talking about the Mona Lisa Touch, which did very well in North America and in Europe. And in Far East, Mona Lisa Touch, I need to remember, is our product for the treatment of vaginal atrophy. And then we had the first material sales volume for the Discovery Pico, which received FDA clearance in the last part of the quarter. Discovery Pico is a picosecond tattoo and pigmented lesion removal laser, which is manufactured and distributed and sold by Quanta System. And then we had the successful introduction in the field of hair removal of the Motus AX, which is the DECA laser system for hair removal using Alexandra technology with a new approach, which is low power, low pain, high efficacy. I would like also to mention a very significant event which took place after the close of the quarter, which is the sale of the last batch of Sinosure shares that LM was holding. It is a sale which took place mid of April. We had roughly 1 million of shares left, and we sold them for a price just above $45 per share. The slide you see summarizes the financial performance of this investment, which started in 2003. And ended up with this last sale in April 2016 with a total gain made over the years of 92 million of euro. It is a phenomenal achievement because it has this kind of investment led not only to the financial reward you can see on the graph, and that I just mentioned of 92 million of euro, but it also led to a fruitful relation which was accretive to EBIT over the year, and it's still accretive to EBIT in year 2016, since Sinosure is still one of the most valuable and most important customers of the LN Group and has a very deep and fruitful relation, which is based on the ability of LN to develop products that the Sinosure network is able to distribute on the U.S. and on the outside U.S. markets. Just as an exercise, since this investment ended up with a huge gain, since I believe that LN has the ability, due to its cash position, due to the knowledge that it has, due to its overall competences, to replicate what has been done with Sinosure. And since in the metric under which our ability to conduct our business, the profit from operations is always the main indicator, I spread The 92 million of gain, which is always, let's say, tagged as extraordinary income, over the 12 years of holding of Cynosure, adding this the gain that we had, 92 million, with the 7 million per year that this kind of gain was accretive to net profit by adding it to EBIT. You see that if you consider that it is an LN ability, the ability to launch companies and to have them grow and to have a financial reward from its sale and its from its development and eventually its sale, you can see how our EBIT graph would have looked, and you can see how valuable our company is. I mean, of course, this is nothing which can be quoted, sold to a very logic financial analyst, but I need to say that what is tagged as extraordinary income, and since it has been taking place five times over the last 7 years, yes, it's extraordinary income, but we have been able to repeat it several times. So I turn the call to Enrico Romagnoli for the financial details.
Good afternoon to everybody, and I give you some information and some colors to the first quarter figures. The first quarter of 2016, the group maintained its growth trend, as said about before by Andrea, and also achieving an EBIT margin well above 10%, a benchmark reference for the financial performance of the group. The consolidated revenues in first quarter were over 55 million of euro, up 14% on the first quarter of last year, and EBIT amounted to 6.7 million of euros, improving by 51% the 4.4 million of euros of the first quarter last year. And both main business segments of the group registered a double-digit growth. During the period, the macroeconomic condition have remained broadly favorable in the period, with strong demand in most of our markets. And we achieved excellent results in Italian market, thanks also to the bankability of our customers, who remain positive in the first months of the year. For the first 3 months of 2016, the gross margin were 25.4 million of euro, up on the 22.2 million of euro of first quarter 2015, with an unchanged impact on revenue. Operating costs amounting to 7.3 million euro recorded a 5% increase compared to 6.9 million at March 2015. But the increase in turnover means that the impact on turnover decreased from 14% to 13%. And staff costs amounted to 10.4 million euro, showed an increase of 4% compared to 10 million euro in the same period last year. But the productivity of this cost aggregate increased, and so the incidence on revenue decreased from 20.6% to 19% this year. And at March 2016, the number of employees of the group are 1,908, up to 1,965 at the end of last year. EBITDA was about 7.7 million, up to the 5.3 million of euros of the first quarter last year, and with a 44% increase. Moreover, EBITDA margin improved from 11% to 14% this quarter. EBIT showed a positive balance of 6.7 million euro, up on 4.4 billion of euros, with a 12.2% margin on revenue, up to 9.2% of the first quarter of last year. In the first quarter of the 2016, the group registered an income before taxes of 5.8 million of euros, down on the 6.3 million of euros of last year, because this quarter the financial income was negative for 0.8 million of euros, when it had been positive for 1.7 million of euros in the same period of last year, and it is mainly due to the unfavorable trend of foreign currency exchange, markedly the US dollar and Chinese renminbi. The net financial position of the group was positive for 27 million of euros at the end of the first quarter of 2016, when it was equal to 30 million of euros at December 2015. The variance was due, among others, to investment in fixed assets for the new Wenzhou plant, and to the increase of net working capital to support the revenue, the growth in revenue. If we include the proceeds on Sanzu shares sale, the net financial position amounted to 67 million of euros in April. And it should be noted that the net financial position does not include 10 million of euros as a temporary investment of cash posted in non-current asset. Looking to revenue, we can see that the medical sector increased of 11%, and the most part of revenues, the most significant segment for medical laser remained steady, with the 69% of the group sales in medical sector. And the most relevant increase was realized in the surgical segment. And the most relevant activity in surgical are related to gynecology and urology. In gynecology, our system Mona Lisa Touch, introduced for the vaginal atrophy, registered a growth and consolidating DECA consolidating the leadership in the world for this application. In urology, Quanta System is the market leader in the segment for lithotripsy, thanks to the dusting effect technologies, which helps a lot of the surgeon in breaking up the calculation with the laser beam. Physiotherapy grew more than 10%. In the physical therapy field, the group operates with ASA, a company in Vicenza, and it is leader on the market in physiotherapy treatment. Service once again increased in above the 20%, and it is due to the after-sales service and consumable. And beyond the physiological growth, with the increase of installed base, there is a very significant contribution of consumables. First of all, optical fibers used in urological surgery operation, and there is a lot of upgrade on the installed base by the customers that prefer to pay the upgrade instead of to purchase a new laser. The increase in industrial laser business is 19%, and the main segment is the flat cutting that exceeds 60% of the turnover of the industrial sector. And the increase in the quarter is the 27% over the same period last year. And as mentioned before by Andrea, the most significant growth was achieved by the Chinese joint venture in Wuhan and in Wenzhou. The two companies cover the metal casting segment. And also by great result was also achieved by Cutlite Penta. The company operates in market niches like cutting woods and plastic, in which it holds a significant market position in Italy and in Europe. And its results confirm the gradual growth of the company following the general recovery, which is affecting in Italy and Europe the sales of capital goods for industry. Marking sector showed an increase of 46%, and group has important technologies from the point of view of RF laser sources and on the optical scanner beam delivery. The most relevant brands in the segment are Atlas for the marking of large surface and fortification LASIT, our company in Naples. We are a decline in the segment of laser sources, and it is due by a one-time contract in last year. And in the meantime, the industrial service up 26% over the same period of last year, and it is due to the increase of installed base. From the point of view of geographic distribution, we can see an increase in Italy of 40%, and the strongest growth is due to the increased propensity to purchase by industrial and medical customers. Also interesting is the growth in the market outside Europe, while European markets remain stable, even for complex socio-economic stage crossed by countries such as Russia and Turkey. Until recently, they were the most relevant market for us. I turn the call to Andrea to complete the presentation.
Okay. Yes, basically, the only thing that needs to be said, just remember the guidance that we had released for 2016 was a 5% year-on-year growth and a confirmation on 2015 EBIT. As we said in our comments to the Q1 2016 financial report, though the results we registered in the first quarter were above expectation and above the schedule which was set in order to reach this kind, the results that were giving as target guidance. And so we said that at this point we feel in a stronger position in our ability to be able to beat the guidance that we have given, that we nevertheless don't change at the moment. I think this presentation for its introductory phase is concluded, and I will be very happy to answer your questions. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Renato Gargiulo with Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. The first question, sorry, is again on guidance, because clearly after first quarter results, it seems very, very conservative, both in terms of sales and EBIT margin. So just if you can provide some more color on it. The second question is about China. We have seen a strong rebound in the first part of the year. I was wondering if you can provide us an update also following the recent investments and also considering the new plant about what could be the current production capacity utilization rate at the moment. Third question, following the Sinosure disposal, you now have a very strong, even stronger cash position. I was wondering if you are considering, if you are seeing some opportunities in terms of external growth or acquisitions, or if you could consider some more generous dividend policy going forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the questions. Guidance. I don't feel comfortable in changing guidance every 3 months. So I repeat that we feel now more comfortable in our ability of beating our guidance, but we will change, hopefully, our guidance if also the Q2 results we confirm the trend, which is above expectation, but for the moment we just state that we are confident that we could beat the guidance. China, we are very happy. The growth was about 30% in local currency, the growth of the Chinese activity. Actually, in this particular moment, we have issues in let's say, delivering the product based on the demand that we have. So our factory in Wenzhou is under pressure because of its capacity. Since we will basically double the capacity with a new facility in Wenzhou, we will be soon in condition not to have delivery problems anymore. Of course, we don't expect demand to double in such a short time, but we expect to be able to handle a progressive demand growth, which will take place over the next years. Cash, you are right. We are now converted a potential gain and a potential cash into actual cash. We have not discussed anything about extraordinary dividends. As a personal note, I believe that we have reached a very interesting level of ordinary dividend. I believe that the company in the past proved its ability to invest the cash in a very fruitful investment. And I remember that we waited close to 2 years after we had the availability of cash before we started with the Sinosure investment. So we are looking around and I believe that the strategic direction will be to maintain a high level of ordinary dividends and to keep the cash for extraordinary investment, which hopefully will be as successful as they have been in the past. Thank you.
Thank you. If I may, just a very quick follow-up on service revenues, because also in the first quarter they were quite strong. What are your expectations for the remainder of the year? And I understood that they are most good part of them are related to the aesthetics segment. Thank you.
Yes, a part of them is related to the aesthetic segment within the medical. Actually, there are three components. One is a basic component of regular services, which will be growing steadily, though with a small pace, supposed to grow between 4 to 5%. One is a component of consumable, which is very sharply growing. It's the consumable, the optical fibers, which are used in lithotripsy. So the more laser system, whole new laser system we sell for the epilepsy, the more we will sell this kind of consumables. And so this will also increase probably well above 10%. And then we have a third piece, which is the upgrades, which as also Enrico Romagnoli was mentioned before, is just a service we offer to existing customers that rather than buying a new system, for a fee, they get their performance, their system's performances updated to the most recent performance that the current system has. They save on the purchase of a new system, but they pay a good amount of money, which is also quite rewarding for us. This activity will probably not be able to grow on total 2015 year on year, because we did quite a lot of it in the latter three quarters of 2015. I know the schedule is that probably we will still have an increase or a good amount of upgrades in Q2 2016, but this third piece will even up to the end of the year. Globally speaking, so we expect a growth, a significant growth on service, but not as brilliant as the one we have registered in Q1.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Aletti. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. My questions are more, let's say, if you want, on the longer term, and in particular, if you can elaborate what would be the growth driver in terms of new products and new markets, looking at 2017, if it makes sense, also to 2018. Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Andrea. It's a good question, and it's complex to answer. As you know, when we talk about long-term growth, we talk also about R&D and the projects that in R&D are now in the median part of the pipeline, because they won't see revenue till 2017 and the following years. In order to understand part of the trends, I should tell you to read the R&D section of our of our report, though I know it's very complex and you need some guidance in order to extract the most significant expectations among the great abundance of technologies that we are handling. I'd like to say that we have this extremely interesting product in terms of current revenue, which is Mona Lisa Touch, and its market, which is gynecology, and we are working in order to strengthen our leadership position in this segment and in order to make it continue to be a growth driver, also in presence of competitive pressure, but remain ahead of competitors due to R&D, application R&D, and product R&D on the specific application. In the industrial laser segment, I believe that we have a growth, continuing growth potential in our traditional application, sheet metal cutting, and this is China, and also plastic cutting and laser market, and our RF laser sources are now a very stable, very alluring product, and we are seeing a good traction that could, in the future, become this product more of a very standard product for us. We implemented a new production line and we're expecting a good growth from this segment in the following years. Finally, there are other applications in which we're working from long time in the medical business and which have always to do with the mini invasivity and with the ability to use both 1064, let's say, NDAG lasers and CO2 laser for very promising application, but I'm sorry, I am not able to give you any detail about. Bottom line, we expect to be able to identify new products and application that, as we have done in the past, will enlarge our application-based potential and will be able to have the group growth. Of course, we should be able to complement our internal ability with investment, which complementarily will also enable our capability to sell and distribute those products. As I have always said, there are two areas in which we're looking forward to increasing dramatically our capacity, which are markets which are already relevant for us, but could become more relevant in the future. I'm talking about the U.S. market for medical and aesthetical lasers and the Chinese market for medical and aesthetical lasers.
And if I may, what are the major risks that you envisage in the short or to medium term? Is it a fall in the industrial sector due to the expire of the, let's say, incentive, the so-called super ammortamento law, or what are the main risks that you can foresee at the moment?
What were the drivers of the growth in the industrial market? I believe.
No. What are the major risks that you can envisage as of today in terms of reducing your growth expectation for the next, let's say, 18 months? Is it mainly a potential fall in the industrial segment in Italy because of the expiry of the super ammortamento law or the accelerated depreciation law? What are the major risks you can see in terms of risk of or seeing the revenues falling or stabilizing?
Yes, this, the super ammortamento law is obviously making us sit on a year which has enhanced traction given by super ammortamento. It is impossible to say how much this will weigh. Of course, we know that probably 2017 in Italy will be tougher than 2016 due to this reason, and this is the reason why we are investing also in the industrial to reinforce our position in other European markets where we didn't have, of course, this kind of effect. This year that we're doing so well in Italy, we will invest in order to create a stronger position in the other European markets. But what made us perform so well is the combination of the macro effects, which of course are helping us because the manufacturing segment is doing better in Italy, is doing better in Europe. In Italy, it has this extra thrust given by the fiscal laws, but we were able to organize our manufacturing, we were able to concentrate on certain products that we're able to take advantage of this increase. So the main risk is that this slow pickup of the economy, of the manufacturing, is hurt by some new macroeconomic shaking, some new macroeconomic event which undermines the slow but constant return, the slow but constant growth of the confidence of our potential customer in their ability to make money with manufacturing and therefore in their ability to invest profitably in a laser system for their manufacturing system. So I see, I don't see a huge risk in the end of the fiscal support laws, which of course are helping. I see a higher risk in getting back to the very critical situation that has hurt so much our segment starting from 2008 for almost 6 to 7 years than in anything technical and small. The important thing is that the global economy sustains our activities.
And thank you. If I may, as a last one, as far as M&A is concerned, are you looking more to new technologies or more to new markets or new distribution networks?
We are looking to everything. I mentioned that if you look, if you take a picture of our group today, and if you compare what our group is to what our competitor groups are, we are missing certain pieces. The most important pieces is the U.S. distribution.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question comes from Emmanuel de Figueiredo with LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Just two questions, please. Is it correct to assume that the margins in services and in Italy are higher than the rest of the group? That's the first question. And the second question is perhaps the only less positive part of your results in Q1 was the fact that Europe was down 1%. Can you perhaps provide a little bit of color on the different markets in Europe and what you are seeing outside Italy? Thank you.
Thank you, Manuel. Thank you, Manuel. First question, well, I believe that service in Italy has an average profitability. I believe that in other countries where we have a strong position and we generate quite a large amount of service, first of all, Japan, we have higher margins. With respect of the European situation, yes, there were, I believe, various elements. Enrico mentioned how progressively two countries that have been really strongly pushing the growth, which were Russia and Turkey, have been progressively exhausting their ability to be a fast-growing market. In fact, our activity in those countries has been strongly reducing. And then, of course, we are talking about figures over 3 months. It's a very short period, and I believe we should wait at least the 6 months report to analyze a trend which for this moment is just telling that European markets are flat and due to the fact that there was a strong reduction in Russia and Turkey, and see if we see other trends taking shape and having a significant in the second quarter. It's a little bit too early to give a more comprehensive answer. For this moment, I believe that the fact that we have some weak country is enough of an explanation, at least for what we can see in this particular moment.
Okay, and maybe just a last question. Are you seeing anything very different in April and May from Q1? Or should I assume similar tendencies, maybe not such a high growth rate, but at least similar trends?
May is not over. So, you know, we are seeing traction on certain products. We know that we will have certain areas that will be a little bit weaker. In this moment, I mean, this justifies our guidance, of course. We're not, in this moment, I believe that we are going to see, we are seeing this weakening, and it's early to say if this weakening will be as strong as we were expecting, or we are going to anyway be able to perform better. So we are seeing part of what we were foreseeing, but it's early to say if it will materialize as we were expecting, or if, as we have done in Q1, we will be able to do better. Of course, as you know, we have several different businesses. I can tell you there are some businesses that continue to go very well as of done in Q1. We have some product line that we has a decrease in sales, but as of today, as for Q1, it has been offset by the very brilliant performance of the rest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so I believe that if there aren't any further questions, we are closing this conference call. We are saying thank you to everybody who attended this call, and we are looking forward to meeting you again on the phone in September for the first half conference call. And of course, we're looking forward in meeting in person whoever wants to visit us or whoever and have more details on our financials, because Enrico and myself are always available for your visits and for your questions also outside of this frame of the periodic conference call.
And for your information, at the end of the month of June, we are arrange a company visit, and you will receive some information in the next days. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you to everyone. Bye. Goodbye to everyone.